Social issues dominated the beginning of the legislative session, indicating Republicans and Democrats might have trouble reaching agreement. That was not the case toward the end, as lawmakers tackled Medicaid expansion and economic incentives for a billion-dollar steel mill. Speaker of the House Republican Davy Carter said accomplishing those issues and tax cuts was quite a feat.
Any one of those things by itself is a huge deal. And for this body to tackle all three of those things in one session, I think's pretty remarkable.
Senate President Pro Tem Michael Lamoureux, a Republican, says Medicaid expansion through the private option is indeed the biggest issue lawmakers tackled.
Because it's so broad, because it's so new, first in the country to be like this, and because the potential of not doing something was so substantial.
However, Medicaid expansion did show a possible split in the Republican Party. Some, like Lamoureux, saw the plan as a solution to a problem, while others saw it as an endorsement of the federal health care law.
I think we owe an accounting of ourselves to those that are disappointed. I mean, we came down here, there's a lot of people that sent us down here that, I'm not saying they don't understand what we did, but they're waiting to hear what we did. But in terms of factions, I don't think so.
So Lamoureux says it's time for lawmakers to explain their decisions to their constituents.
I do think, you know, we've come down here, we've served for 100 days, we've passed a lot of laws, and we need to go home and explain ourselves and stand before our communities and see if they approve of what we did. It's hard for them just to read the newspaper or read an internet site and find out what we did in, 5,000 votes.
Senator Keith Ingram, a Democrat from West Memphis, agreed that Medicaid expansion was the big issue and that the parties worked together to make it happen.
We have now 250,000 Arkansans that are going to have health care insurance that didn't before. I think that we demonstrated, quite honestly, the country that two parties can work together for the benefit of the people. I think that's the story of this session.
Back on the House side, Representative Joe Jett, a Democrat, said the deal lawmakers reached on Medicaid showed bipartisan effort.
By and large, I think the two-party system is good for the state of Arkansas. It gives good balance. There's some good people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, and a lot of good people worked together this session. I was proud of that.
Though lawmakers adjourned Tuesday, they can meet again before May 17th for several reasons, one of which is to override a veto. That's now a possibility after Governor Mike Beebe issued three vetoes on bills that would make changes to the state's election commission. As of last night, it was unclear whether lawmakers will make the trip back to Little Rock for the override. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.